And every one of us should be glad to see. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2 this morning. Hebrews chapter 2. And we're going to be looking at verse 1 here in Hebrews chapter 2. And as we are here in the second chapter of Hebrews, we see here, of course, that it starts out with a warning, so to speak. And we have been talking about some warnings over in the book of 2 Peter. But here we are looking at a warning to each and every one of us here in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. Notice the Bible says this in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. It says, "Therefore, we ought to give the most earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." Let's pray and we'll get started with the message this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today. And Lord, we just thank you so much for your goodness and your grace to us. I thank you, Lord, that we have your word. I thank you, Lord, that you desire to speak to us, Lord, through your word. Lord, I pray that we as believers, that our desire would be to hear from your word. And Lord, hear the leading of the Holy Spirit from the truth of your word. And that we would have a desire to yield to that. Lord, I pray that if there's anyone here that does not know you as their personal Savior, Lord, they'd never repented of their sins and accepted you, Lord, as their personal Savior, that they would come to know you today. Lord, I pray that you would be with each and every person here, Lord. Those of us that have accepted you, I pray that we would yield to you today, that we would have ears to hear and hearts to receive, Lord, what your word wants to say to us this morning. Lord, I ask all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, here in Hebrews, we see, "Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." Notice here, of course, it is a warning, if you will. It's a challenge to each and every one of us. It's talking about how we know what is true. Therefore, of course, it's referring back to what we just heard in Hebrews chapter 1. And we've been discussing this truth over the last couple of weeks here in Hebrews chapter 1. So, when we see therefore, what it's talking about is this truth that we are about to hear, this challenge that we are about to hear, it's given in light of what we've already heard. You hear this truth, therefore do this. You hear this thing that needs to be fixed in our lives. We hear who God is, therefore we ought to act a certain way. And of course, as we've been discussing that, we talked about the superiority of Christ last week. We talked about who God is. We talked about how Christ is better. We've talked about in the beginning of the book of Hebrews in chapter 1 and verse 1 and 2. We talked about God is speaking, or God has spoken, but have we heard? The truth we talked about there is the Lord is speaking to each and every one of us, but the question is, are we listening? And as we continue through this truth here today, God is speaking. Are we listening? Christ is better than everything. The superiority of Christ. And because of all of those things, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. You know, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. He came, He lived a sinless life, He was beaten, He was crucified on the cross of Calvary. His blood ran down the cross of Calvary. He died there on the cross. He said, "It is finished." The veil was rent in twain, and praise the Lord for that. We have access to our Heavenly Father. The Lord Jesus Christ was taken from the cross. He was placed in a borrowed tomb. 3 days later, He arose from the grave. He ascended into heaven. That's where He has been ever since. We are looking for the time where we will be called home as believers, and praise the Lord that we have something to look forward to. We talked about that in Sunday school this morning. He is our Lord and Savior. And because of who He is, notice it says there, "Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard." What have we heard? We've heard the Scriptures, the Word of God, given to you and me. This truth that we have heard has led us down a path to where we are this morning. Notice the first word of chapter 2, "therefore," which means in light of what we have just heard, therefore, because of who God is, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which ye have heard. And then notice it says, lest at any time we should let them slip. Now, I want to talk about some things this morning, some truth about this verse here, but I want to preach to you a message that I have entitled this, Are You Slipping? And it's a message that I'm preaching to myself as well. It's something that each and every one of us need to ask ourselves as we go through this passage here today. Am I slipping? Is there something in my life? Is there a place where I once stood, but I do not stand there any longer? Is there something that I used to proclaim that I have let go in my life? Have I slipped in any way? And we're going to be talking about that truth of slipping today. Are you slipping? Notice he says there in the end of, actually in the truth of verse 1 there, therefore we. The writer here is speaking to believers, but he's including himself in there as well. Why is he doing that? Because he knows that he's not immune to slipping either. Because as each and every one of us should know, it doesn't matter if it's a person who just got saved or a person who's been saved for many, many years. It doesn't matter if it's a person who is a lay person in a church or the pastor of a church. It doesn't matter. Each and every one of us are sinners saved by grace. Therefore, this verse here that we're reading is a challenge to each and every one of us. It's a warning to us. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to what? The things that we have heard. You know, I haven't heard a different truth than you have heard. None of us have. We have the truth of God's Word. This is a truth that is made accessible to each and every one of us. And praise the Lord that if you have a copy of Scripture, you have that because of the blessings of God in your life.
That's right.
That's why you have the Word of God. This is the truth that we have heard. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to that truth. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time, well, others may let them slip. No, it's not what it says. Lest at any time we should let them slip. Each and every one of us are in danger of letting things slip. Why? Because we all still have that sin nature. We have that wicked, rotten flesh that we have to drag around with us every day. Amen? It's there. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. First of all, notice this morning I want to talk to you about the misconception of slipping. The misconception of slipping. Notice there, lest at any time we should let them slip. As we read this verse here, we see that it warns us of the possibility of slipping and that it is possible in every one of our lives. When we talk about slipping, of course, we are talking about a certain area of our life that is backsliding. Now, as we discussed not too long ago, we are when we talk about backsliding, we're talking about being out of fellowship with the God in heaven. We're not talking about becoming unsaved. We are secure in the hand of God when we've trusted Christ as our personal Savior. It says that no man can pluck you out of the hand of God. And praise the Lord for that. We are secure. But the slipping that we're talking about today is a certain area of our life, something we used to cling to, a place where we used to stand, a place where we used to be steadfast, but yet we're not there any longer. Can I tell you this? It's not because God's Word has changed. It's because in some area along the way, we've changed. In some area along the way, we've allowed the devil to convince us that our way is best. The misconception of slipping. Talking about being out of fellowship with God in one area or another today. We may be in close fellowship with God today, but tomorrow as we yield to temptation in that short time, can I tell you this? We have slipped. You know, many people think that slipping is when someone just completely leaves church. No, slipping is something that happens in every day of our life. Every time that we yield to the flesh rather than yielding to God, we have slipped. What does it mean to slip? See, there's many people who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior who would say that, slipping is when a person is running from God. Slipping is when someone is living in open rebellion. That is slipping, some people would say. We would all agree that a person is that is living that way, we would agree that they have slipped. We would all agree on that. But you know, it doesn't start there. It starts with a thought. You know, slipping starts with an attitude of disobedience. Slipping starts with one area of our life where we see that the Bible says this and we say, well, that's right for thee, but not for me. That's when the slipping starts. The slipping starts when we think to ourselves, well, that doesn't apply to me because of X, Y, Z. No. The Bible applies to each and every one of us. And we need to obey the Word of God. When a person hears the Word of God, is convicted by the Holy Spirit, yet doesn't take care of that immediately, that is rebellion. And that is slipping. You know, there are many people who the Holy Spirit convicts of a sin in their life. And yet they say, I'll take care of it. And at the end of service, they do not take care of that sin. And they say, I'll take care of it later. You know what happens when later comes? They say this, I'll take care of it later. And they push it down the road and down the road and down the road. And then they get to a point where they look at themselves and they see how steep they are in sin. And they say, how did I get here? It's because they didn't take care of the slip when it started. Lord, help us to be aware of the areas of life where we're slipping. Webster's 1828 says this, slipping is to move with a smooth sliding motion, to escape from memory or consciousness, to slide, notice this, to slide out of place. That's what it means to slip. You know, as many of you know, I enjoy hunting. It is one of my favorite hobbies, amen? Turkey season's here, praise the Lord. Wild turkey tastes good, amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, I'll get an amen there, praise the Lord. I enjoy it. But you know, I'm not a vegetarian, praise the Lord for that. But I'll eat enough meat for every vegetarian in this world, okay? So if you're a vegetarian today, that's fine, it's just more for us that are not. But a lot of times when I go out hunting, it's rainy, it's cold, sometimes it's icy, sometimes it's snowy. And in each and every one of those times, there is always a tendency to slip. Well, as you go out to the woods where we normally hunt over on my dad's property, we have these trails that get us safely to our deer stands. And you walk down those trails, and some of those trails we could walk in the darkest of night without a flashlight because we just know the way this trail goes. We walk them so many times. But you know, each time I go out, I think to myself, you know, I could get to my deer stand quicker if I go this way. And you know what happens when I go that way? I find a hill that I did not know was there. And what happens? I slip. You know why I slip? Because I was not going down the path that was well trodden. I was not going down the path that I knew to be safe. The path that I knew was the way that I should go. The one that that has had so much work put in it and all of these things. If I would have stayed in that path, I would have been fine. But guess what? My way was better. And while I'm laying on my face in the snow, wondering if I'm going to freeze to death because snow is all over me now and I've only got about 2.5 hours more to sit in a tree when the wind's blowing and my tree's moving and all those things, I think to myself, why didn't I just stay on the path? And you know, that's where the slipping starts spiritually as well, when we get off the path that we know to be true. When we come to the house of God and we hear the Word of God preached and we go out and we're going through our life and we hear somebody say, well, you don't have to be faithful to church. Well, you don't have to you don't have to be so spiritual all the time. You don't have to be in your Bible. You don't have to be praying. Don't you know that we're all human? And it's when we lend an ear to that that we start to slip. Why? Because we're getting off the path that we know to be true.
Right.
You see, there are false teachers everywhere. There are ones that are out there, and their goal is not to help you. Their goal is to deceive you. Their goal is to draw a crowd. Can I tell you this? God does not need us to draw a crowd. God can convince and convict of sin. God does that Himself. Our job is to obey the Word of God and proclaim the gospel of Christ. That is our job. And any time we get away from that, we have slipped. In any area, even though we may see, well, it's just a small area. No. Slipping is to slide out of place. Notice the truth about the word slip. It is not the same as the word fall, but it's a word that can lead to the word fall. I think each and every one of us, we have had a time where we have slipped, but we have not fallen. And then other times, we have had a time where we slipped and we did fall. Amen? Each and every one of us have things that we look back on. To fall means this, to drop. To slip means to slide out of place. See, it's completely different. One is just slipping, and the other one is dropping. It's falling. But a slip can lead to a fall if the person does not catch themselves physically. And you know, a slip spiritually can lead to a fall if we do not allow the Holy Spirit to continue to work in our lives and yield to Him. There's many believers that are away from God. Why? Because when they started to slip, they did not return to the true path. They did not allow the Holy Spirit's conviction to make a difference in their lives. And many believers are away from God. Notice, second of all, this morning, notice the reality of slipping. Not only the misconception of slipping, but the reality of slipping. Notice verse 1 in our passage here. Notice, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Notice, It gives us two thoughts, if you will, here. We give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, because if we do not do that, then here's what's going to happen. We're going to let them slip if we do not give the more earnest heed to these things. There's something that's going to happen if we disobey the Word of God. And this is true in every area of the Word of God. Not just in this passage here. Each and every one of us, we know what it feels like to slip and fall physically. Some of us have the scars and the bumps and the sore bones to prove it. Amen. The truth is, slipping is a reality physically, but it's also a reality spiritually. But even though we are quick to catch ourselves or try to catch ourselves when we feel ourselves slipping physically, we act as though all is fine when we're slipping spiritually. You know, what happens when a person goes to slip on ice? What happens? Well, their arms start going everywhere. Why? Because they're trying to grab onto something. If you're anything like me, there's never anything to grab close enough. Amen? I don't know how that is, but it's just that's always the case. But they're trying to grab something to keep themselves from falling. But when a person is slipping spiritually, here's what they're saying in their mind. Oh, I'll be okay. I'll be fine. There's no need to grab onto anything. I'll be fine. I can handle this. And many times spiritually, we don't see the reality of slipping. There are some ways in which we see a lot of people slip. And speaking of believers here, notice slipping in church. Spiritually speaking here, of course, I'm not talking about the physical. I'm talking about the spiritual. And churches are filled with people who profess to be Christians, people who profess to have repented of their sins and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, but yet they are living in open rebellion to God and His Word. They may be filling a church pew, but they're slipping spiritually. They say, well, I'm going to church. Isn't that fine? No, we are to give God every area of our life, every moment of every day. You see, this would include able-bodied ones who do not attend church faithfully. Can I tell you this? You're slipping spiritually. God wants what's best for us. says that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. We do not need less of God's Word. We need more of God's Word. But there's many people who used to stand for the Word of God. They knew the truth of God's Word, and that we need to be in the house of God when the doors are open. We need to be there hearing the Word of God, singing praises to our God. We need to be fellowshipping with believers. But somewhere down the line, they've said this, one service a week is enough for me. They've slept. But you know, if you were to ask each and every one of them, have you slept spiritually? They would probably tell you no. Because many people who are living in rebellion refuse to admit that they're in rebellion. But there's many people in church who are slipping. You see, we need to be here when the doors are open. That's not, thus saith Pastor Combs, that is, thus saith the Lord. But yet, many believers have let that slip, and they've let it slip for so long, they don't even recognize that they've slipped. They've gotten used to the feeling of slipping. Also, we see ones who profess to be Christians who smoke and drink and do drugs and all of those things. Ones who are living in fornication and adultery. Ones who are rebelling against God's standard of dress for men and women. Rebelling against God's standard for music. Ones who are here in the flesh but somewhere else in mind. Each and every one of those are ways that we've slipped away from God's Word. Slipped into rebellion. Ones who do not give God what is expected have slipped. See, each and every one of these things are ways that we see slipping in churches today. You see, we are commanded by God, not by Grace Baptist Church, not by Pastor Combs. We're commanded by God to give a portion of our income back to God. You know, God does not ask for 9%. You know, God does not ask for 1%. God commands 10%. That's what He commands. And any time that we are not doing what God tells us to do, we're rebelling against Him. We've allowed areas to slip in our lives. But there's many professing Christians who give nothing at all. Newsflash for us, God does not need our money. But God asks us to give, commands us to give, and it's for our good. Praise the Lord for the way that God looks out for us. Church, we must be aware of these things because in each and every one of these areas, each and every one of us are in danger of slipping. We are one decision away from a slip. Notice also slipping in the home. Not only slipping in church, but slipping in the home. Something that we battle today is the media's pull on the mind of man. We battle that. We get so worked up about politics and world events and all of those things, and we get so consumed with that to the point that we are neglecting the Word of God. And can I tell you this? We're slipping. There are many homes that have a copy of the Word of God in them, but it collects dust on the shelf. You know what doesn't collect dust in our homes? Our cell phones. Why? Because they don't sit still long enough to collect dust. They're constantly moving. A recent survey was completed and it came to the conclusion that the average American checks their phone 96 times a day. But we struggle to open the Word of God one time a day. Lord help us. I think many of us as believers have areas that we've slipped. The Bible has been forgotten. TV and entertainment are in the driver's seat. Fun and games and money and goods have taken the place of Bible study, devotion, and worship in the life of a believer. And that should not be so. But we say, well, Pastor, how did that come to be? It's because in these little areas, so to speak here, we've let some things slip. And the Bible says that it's what? It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Lord, help us. It's these things that we take for granted each and every day, but yet many of us, if not all of us, have let these things slip. We've got areas in our life that have been slipping for so long, we just see it as usual. Lord, help us to see it as it is. Rebellion against the Word of God. The reality is, this is not something that is a new problem. The Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. Amen. It's a problem that's been going on since the beginning. Genesis chapter 3, when man sinned against God, when God said, you can have everything in the garden, everything is yours except for that one tree. What did Adam and Eve do? They did the exact same thing that you and I would have done. But I want that tree. But I want to go there. I know I have all of this, but this looks so good to me. And what did they do? They allowed themselves to slip. God told them exactly what not to do. Just like God tells us what not to do. You know, God told them exactly what to do. Just like God tells us what to do. But because of the rebellion in man's heart, they let some things slip. You see, because of that sin nature that's within each and every one of us, all of us would have done the same thing. Not one of us are immune to slipping. Not one of us have it all figured out. Not one of us can do this on our own. Not one of us can catch ourselves in our own power. We all need the power of the Holy Spirit. And what God desires is for us as His children to plead with Him to protect us from slipping. Lord, I know I cannot do this myself. Lord, protect me. Protect my family. Protect our church. Protect my loved ones. Protect us, Lord, because this area of slipping is something that's a reality in every one of our lives. Lord, help us by your power, because we cannot do it on our own. We need to ask the Lord to place a hedge of protection around us. See, as we read the Bible, we see many examples of men who slept, many examples of men who rebelled against God. And if our name was in the Scriptures as well, guess what? It would have an area that we've slipped to. Because we all have that same sin nature. Look at Peter. Peter was a man who was used mightily by God, yet he denied Christ 3 times in the same night. He let some things slip, didn't he? Look at Jonah. Jonah was a prophet. Jonah was a man who God was speaking through, that God was using to give the word of God to the people of that time. Jonah was a man who was being used mightily by God, but then God said, I want you to go to Nineveh. And what did Jonah do? He did not say, okay, I'll go. He said, I'm going the other direction. Why? Because he was letting some things slip in his life. You know, in his mind, he said, the Ninevites do not deserve God's forgiveness. That's what he said in his mind. And he lets some things slip. One decision, and he slipped. Think about David. When you read about David, we think of this mighty man. We think of this man of valor. We think of what the Bible says about David. He was a man after God's own heart. You know, in reality, when we see some things about David as we read through the Bible, we see many areas where David let some things slip. When David stayed home, when his men went to battle, had the adulterous relationship with Bathsheba, he let some things slip. Think about many of these just examples of these men here and how they let some things slip in their life. But then we see that the men that slipped, when they trusted God, God continued to do a mighty work through them. But the ones who slipped and refused to see their sin and accept it for what it was and repent of their sins and turn back to God, we see that they were met with the judgment of God. Think of the man Achan. This was a man who let some things slip. He was a mighty man. He was a man of valor. He was a man that was going out and fighting. He was a man who had slew many people under the name of God. But yet, one time he decided, wait a second, there's some things that I need here. And he hid it in his tent. He let some things slip. And what happened? It cost him his life and his family. All of them were killed because he let some things slip. The reality is, each and every one of us have things in our lives that are slipping, and we need to get back to the truth of God's Word. Demas was a man who was serving the Lord, but then we see that he slipped, and the Bible says this, that Demas hath forsaken me, having what? Loved this present world. That's the pride of man. So it causes us to slip. The reality of slipping. Notice not only the misconception of slipping, not only the reality of slipping, but notice thirdly here, the protection against slipping. The protection against slipping. Notice here, as we read this passage, we read the word slip, and a scholar by the name of Woost, he said that the word slip was used in the same truth as snow that is slipping off a soldier's jacket. Notice this, it was as a ring slipping from a finger. That's how innocent, so to speak, the slip can be. Something that we don't even notice at first. But notice, many slips happen without us being aware of what's going on. You know why? Because we're not guarding against them. You know, many times we will turn to a false truth because we're not dwelling in the actual truth of God's Word. You know, it's easy to turn to something that's a false doctrine if you're not grounded in the true doctrine. Lord, help us to guard against that. If we do not give heed to the Word of God, then you can mark my word, we will slip. And if it's not, or it's not if you're going to slip, it's when you will, if you're not guarding yourself with the Word of God. We must allow the Lord to guard us from slipping, but we can only do that by reading the instruction manual that He has given to us and applying this Word to our lives. We must, as we see here in this verse, we must give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. Giving earnest heed. The more earnest heed. Notice there, the word earnest, it comes from the Greek word parasateros, which means this, more abundant. That's what the word means. And the word heed comes from the Greek word prosecho, which means to hold in mind, to pay attention to be cautious about, to apply oneself to adhere to beware, and to be given to. That's what this means here. The more earnest heed. The more to be giving ourselves more abundantly to hold in mind, to be given more abundantly to the truth that we've heard. That's what this passage is saying to us today. Notice, it doesn't say apply to yourself. It means apply yourself to. But unfortunately, each and every person that slips, they slip because they try to make the Word of God match their lifestyle. But that's backwards. We need to allow our lifestyle to match the Word of God. Because the Word of God is quick and powerful. The Word of God is truth. The Word of God declares itself. It says, "Thy Word is truth." You know, if we try to apply the truth of our lives to the Bible, you know what we're doing? We are trying to apply that to truth. No, we need to apply the truth to our deception. That'll show us exactly how much we've been deceived, how much we have slipped. You see, each and every one of us need to be careful in this area. Take extra care, more abundantly. Hold these things in mind. Each and every one of these things that we've read, we read in the first chapter of Hebrews about who God is and about how He's better and how He is superior and all of these things. And because of who God is, we need to give the more earnest heed to His Word, because this is the Word of the perfect God. That's what we have in our hands today. And no matter how much of the Bible we read, no matter whether we read the Bible through in a year or whether we read it three or four times in a year, you could read the Bible through as many times as humanly possible in a year, but if you're not applying the Word of God to your own life, then you're not giving the more earnest heed to the things which you have heard. each and every one of us need to be on guard and allow the Lord to put a hedge of protection around us and be in the Word of God, because that's the only way to give the more earnest heed. But giving the more earnest heed is not just hearing that that truth there. No, that word heed there, it means to apply to ourselves. Apply the Word of God. Allow the Holy Spirit to help us in this way. We need to be careful, lest at any time we should let them slip. Back to a hunting story, amen. 2 years ago, I was hunting on a Saturday morning, and I enjoy hunting in what's called a climbing deer stand. Okay, now, regular deer stand, you've got your ladder that's connected to the tree, and then your deer stand's connected to the tree, and you've got these, we're supposed to have some nice straps around them and those things that keep you from falling. Well, I have a climbing deer stand, and this climbing deer stand is a top and a bottom platform here, and each one of them have a strap that goes around the tree, and you put your feet in straps that are on the bottom platform, you hold the top in your hand, and you lift your feet, and when you put your weight down, the gravity pulls that strap against the tree, keeps you from falling. Then you move the top up, same thing. You push on this, so it pulls it, the weight against the tree. Well, I was going up in this deer stand here on a Saturday morning, and as I was going up there, I was in a rush, to say the least, and I did not give the more earnest heed to the safety precautions on this deer stand. Now, notice here, I go pretty high in a tree when I'm in my climbing deer stand. Most deer stands are 12 to 16 feet in the air. I like to go 20 to 30 feet up there. I get a good view of the woods, amen. It helps me as I sleep, the higher in the tree that I am, as I'm sleeping for those couple hours in the tree. But here I am. The hunt's over for the morning, and I'm going to get down. So I stand up, and I hold on to the top rail of my deer stand. And I go to place my feet in the straps on the bottom part of the deer stand. And as soon as I take my hands and I lift myself on the top of the deer stand, well, the weight comes off the bottom, and the bottom of my deer stand falls all the way to the bottom of the tree. So here I am, suspended like this on the top of my stand, and all I see is the ground below. And I'm thinking to myself, why did you not connect the strap that is made to hold those two together to keep this from happening? As I'm there, and my bottom of my deer stand is 20 feet or so below me, it was circumstances like this that I had to think to myself, the safety strap is there for a reason. There's a reason it's supposed to hold each other together to keep you safe. There are things that I should have done. You know what I had to do? I had to, now get this picture in your mind here. I'm hanging like this. I've got a bar coming around me, connected to the tree. I had to move my hands around, get to the point where I'm now hanging from the bar on my deer stand, get my legs around this tree, and then quickly grab the tree with my arms and slide down this tree. I've never been so happy to have my Carhartt overalls on, amen? I would still be bearing the scars of that slide down the tree. It would have been painful. But I say all that to say this. You know that issue that happened there? When that bottom of that deer stand fell, it was not the deer stand manufacturer's fault. It had every safety precaution. I just failed to use them. Everything that I needed to be safe there was there. It was provided for me. But I didn't use it. I didn't take the time. I didn't give the more earnest heed. And unfortunately, that's how many believers are when it comes to the work of God in their lives as well. It's how many of us are when it comes to the Word of God. When a person slips, it's not because God did not give us enough to keep us on a steadfast foundation. It's because we refuse to read the instruction manual. We refuse to put the safety precautions into place. You know, when a person who claims to be a believer falls into certain sins, we'll say the sin of alcohol. You know how they fall into that sin? There's some safety precaution that they let slip. It started when they allowed someone in their house to be drinking alcohol. It started when they allowed themselves to sit with someone at dinner who was drinking alcohol. You know, when a person slips, so to speak, in the adulterous relationship or in a relationship that is in fornication, you know, it started because they allowed themselves to be in a predicament that would allow the flesh to work, allow the mind to work. When we slip, it's not because God did not give us everything we need. It's because we're not applying the Word of God to our lives like we should be. We need the Holy Spirit's power. We need to give the more earnest heed to the things which what? We have heard, the things that is in God's Word. It's right there for us. And we need to give the more earnest heed, because if we do not, then we're going to let them slip. Why are churches going the contemporary route? Why are churches saying, well, we're only going to do one service a week? Why are churches letting dress standards slip and Bible versions and all of those things? Why are they doing those things? Because they're not giving the more earnest heed to the things which they have heard. They're saying, well, we need a crowd and we'll do whatever we have to do to get it. That's what they're saying. They've let some things slip in their lives. And unfortunately, the truth is, many of those people, if you knew them years ago, you would see that they were steadfast on things. And if you were to ask them back then, will this ever slip in your life? They would say no, because the Bible says that this is true. The Bible says this is how we are to be. They say, I will never let that slip. But yet, they've let it slip. Why? Because at one point in their life, they failed to give the more earnest heed to the things which they have heard. The things that we have heard, this is talking about the truth that we have heard. Do we believe the Word of God to be true this morning? Then we need to apply that truth to our lives and give the more earnest heed to it. We do not need less of God's Word. We need more of it. And that's each and every one of us. We need to apply ourselves to the Word of God. It's been provided for us. If we fail to give heed where heed is needed, and we will slip. Now, verse 1 is a challenge and an encouragement to us to be more diligent in listening to the Word of God. And in this time that we live in, we know for a certainty that there are many who are indifferent, to say the least, to the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's ones who are completely against that. And the indifferences, they cause many people to be very hostile towards the Word of God, towards the ones who are proclaiming that. There are places in this world where a person can be in prison, they can be beat, and they can be even killed just for owning a copy of the Word of God. It's a world that we live in. But we as believers must see that we are commanded to give the more earnest heed to the Word of God. You know, if we do not hear the Word of God, it's impossible to give the more earnest heed to the Word of God. If the Word of God is substituted by the news or some false version that someone is preaching, we're going to give the more earnest heed to that other thing. That's what the flesh wants to hear. You know, the flesh doesn't want to hear, "Thou shalt not." It's not what it wants to hear. But we're told that we are to give the more earnest heed because it's for our good. God desires each and every one of us to heed to the Word of God. If we refuse to heed to it, which means apply ourselves to it, then we cannot obey it. And if we do not obey it in its entirety, then we will let them slip. I want you to turn over to one more passage here, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7. I want you to notice the truth of this church who lets some things slip. God help us to not become this church. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7. I want each and every one of us to see verse 7 as a challenge to us as the body of Grace Baptist Church. Believers, that this would never be said of us, individually or as a body. Notice verse 7. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? You know, the truth in this world is this. There are many churches who once stood for the Word of God. but they've let some things slip. And this verse says, ye did run well. What did hinder you? If at any time we as believers become so comfortable with the way that we want to do things, the way that we think things should be done, rather than the way God's Word says it should be done, immediately that verse is applied to us. Ye did run well. You know, I don't want it to be a past tense when it comes to my life. I don't want the Lord to say, ye did run well, because that means at some point I stopped. I want it to say, just as the Apostle Paul says, I have finished my course. Amen. I finished well. That's what each and every one of us should desire. Are you slipping this morning? Areas in your life that the Holy Spirit has brought to your attention? Things that need to be fixed? You see, these ones in Galatians, they were ones who at one time were on fire for God. They did run well. But what happened? They began to let some things slip. They began to give heed to other things other than the Word of God. So how do we protect ourselves against slipping? Psalm 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hidden my heart, that I might not sin against thee. See, it's found in the truth of God's word. Well, we need to give heed to these things, the truth that we've heard. Well, how can we do that? By reading the Word of God, by hiding God's Word in our heart. You see, it comes full circle. It's all with God's Word. We as believers, this is where we feast from. Lord, help us to not let the thing slip in our